into the mix. Pour into the cooker. Add nutmeg. High cook for 3 hours. Chill before serving. 13. Nachos. You can enjoy nachos even on a keto diet. You just need to have the right recipe that keeps the carbs low without sacrificing the amazing flavor. This recipe is one you are sure to snack on frequently. This recipe makes 6 servings. Nutrition per serving. 426 calories. 30 grams fat. 32 grams protein. 8 grams carbs. 5 grams net carbs. Ingredients. Low-carb tortilla chips. 1 red onion. 500 grams canned tomatoes. 1 tablespoon tomato paste. 500 grams ground beef. 1/2 teaspoons chili powder. You can choose the toppings according to your preferences. Be mindful of the carb counts in what you choose. Popular options include guacamole, cheese, jalapenos, salsa, and sour cream. Preparation instructions. Brown the meat. Add tomatoes and paste. Stir well. Pour into cooker. Add the remaining ingredients. Low cook for 2 hours. Pour over chips. Add toppings as desired. 14. Chicken and pepperoni. This is an interesting take on low-carb pizza. You get all of your favorite ingredients, and the chicken essentially takes the place of the crust. You get to solve your pizza cravings without worrying about the carb overload. It is a win-win. This recipe makes 4 servings. Nutrition per serving. 307 calories. 84 grams fat. 52 grams protein. 4 grams carbs. 3 grams net carbs. Ingredients. 2 pounds chicken breast that lacks bones and skin. Black pepper. 3 tablespoons tomato paste. 1/2 teaspoons basil. 35 turkey pepperoni slices. Salt. 1 cup chicken broth. 1 teaspoon Italian seasoning. 1/4 teaspoons red pepper flakes. 1/2 cups black olives. Preparation instructions. Put chicken in cooker. Mix the broth, seasoning, paste, and flakes. Pour over chicken. Place olives and pepperoni. Low cook for 6 hours. Shred chicken. Let sit for 30 minutes. Cheeseburger casserole. Having a great casserole portioned out and ready is an easy way to make sure that you stay on your keto diet when you need a quick snack. This recipe makes 8 servings. Nutrition per serving. 502 calories. 32 grams fat. 40 grams protein. 9.6 grams carbs. 8.5 grams net carbs. Ingredients. Cheese sauce. 2 tablespoons arrowroot flour. 1/4 cups butter. 1/4 teaspoons pepper. 1/4 cups dill pickle relish. 1.5 cups 1% milk. 1/2 teaspoons salt. 2 cups cheddar. Casserole. 2 pounds ground beef. 1/2 cups onion. 2 tablespoons chili powder. 1/2 cups ketchup that does not contain any sugar. 1 tablespoon tomato paste. 2 tablespoons olive oil. 2 garlic cloves. 2 cups beef broth. 1/4 cups mustard. 1/4 cups dill pickle relish. Preparation instructions. Casserole. Cook beef, garlic, and onion. Add remaining ingredients. Stir through and heat. Transfer to cooker. Low cook for 3 hours. Cheese sauce. Mix milk and arrowroot. Melt the butter. Add the milk and mix. Add cheese. Stir in the relish. Pour over the casserole. To add a bit of crunch to this recipe, you can add tortillas or crackers that are low in carbs. Just be mindful of the portion size to properly calculate the net carbs. 16. Crust-free pizza. Pizza is not completely off-limits when you have the right recipe. There are several ways to enjoy this food on the keto diet. This is a relatively simple recipe that works well for a snack or when you are entertaining guests. This recipe makes 8 servings. Nutrition per serving. 441 calories. 30 grams fat. 33 grams protein. 8 grams carbs. 6 grams net carbs. Ingredients. 1 pound ground pork, 2 tablespoons pizza seasoning, 1 can tomatoes, 2 cups mozzarella, 1 pound ground beef, 1 cup peppers, 1 cup black olives, 1 jar pizza sauce, 1 cup onions, 30 slices pepperoni, 1 cup mushrooms. Preparation instructions. Brown both meats. Add them to the cooker. Add spices and vegetables. Pour in sauce and tomatoes. Evenly distribute cheese. Add pepperoni. Low cook for 3 hours. Chapter 6. Ketogenic Desserts. While desserts are not really an everyday meal when you are on the ketogenic diet, there is room for it as long as you keep your net carbs low on days you have a sweet tooth. The key is finding desserts that fit into the keto lifestyle. You'll be surprised at how many great options there are for you to try and enjoy. Most of these desserts will hold for at least a week, so you can make the full batch and not have to worry too much about waste. Just ensure that you are storing the foods properly after completing the cooking process. Most of these will last the longest and remain the freshest when you keep them in the refrigerator. 1. Keto-friendly fudge. You can indulge in fudge and still remain in ketosis. The serving size is perfect to tackle your sweet tooth without being so much that you find it hard to stop eating this tasty treat. This recipe makes 30 servings. Nutrition per serving. 65 calories. 5 grams fat. 1 gram protein. 2 grams carbs. 2 grams net carbs. Ingredients. 2.5 cups chocolate chips that are free of sugar. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. 1/3 cups coconut milk. Dash of salt. 2 teaspoons liquid vanilla stevia. Preparation instructions. Put the chips, stevia, milk, and vanilla into the cooker. Low cook for 2 hours. Rest for 1 hour. Stir and transfer to a pan. Chill for 30 minutes. 2. Chocolate lava cake. You can have your cake and eat it with this delicious dessert recipe. This is similar to the molten lava cakes that you see being served up at your favorite restaurant. It is just as decadent as the original, but considerably healthier. This recipe makes 12 servings. Nutrition per serving. 157 calories. 13 grams fat. 4 grams protein. 10.5 grams carbs. 7.9 grams net carbs. Ingredients. 1.5 cups sweetener. 5 tablespoons cocoa powder that is not sweetened. 1 teaspoon baking powder. 3 eggs. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. 4 ounces chocolate chips that do not contain sugar. 1/2 cups flour free of gluten. 1/2 teaspoons salt. 1/2 cups butter. 3 egg yolks. 1/2 teaspoon liquid vanilla stevia. 2 cups hot water. Preparation instructions. Combine 1 1/4 cups of flour, salt, baking powder, and cocoa powder. Separately mix eggs, vanilla extract, melted butter, yolks, and stevia. Combine all and put into the cooker. Pour in the chocolate chips. Mix in hot water and remaining flour. Low cook for 3 hours. 3. Chocolate pudding cake. Get a double dose of chocolate with this keto-friendly dessert. You can add a little extra to this as long as you make keto-friendly choices. For example, opt for a whipped cream with limited carbs and cocoa shavings that are very dark and free of added sugar. This recipe makes 6 servings. Nutrition per serving. 413 calories. 40 grams fat. 9 grams protein. 7 grams carbs. 4 grams net carbs. Ingredients. 3/4 cups butter. 1/2 cup heavy cream. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. 4 tablespoons cocoa powder that is not sweetened. 1/8 teaspoon salt. 1/3 cups sweetener. 2 ounces chocolate that is not sweetened. 2 tablespoons instant coffee that has not been brewed. 1/3 cup almond flour. 5 eggs. Coconut oil spray. Preparation instructions. Melt the chocolate and butter. Mix the cream, vanilla, and coffee. Mix flour, salt, and cocoa. Beat eggs and add sweetener throughout. Mix in butter and chocolate. Add the flour, salt, and cocoa. Add the cream, vanilla, and coffee. Put batter in the cooker. Low cook for 3 hours. 4. Lemon cake. If you want something sweet but not chocolate, this dessert is an excellent choice. It has a bit of tartness to it, but is still sweet. It is a more refreshing dessert option on those days when you want something decadent. This recipe makes 6 servings. Nutrition per serving. 350 calories. 33 grams fat. 8 grams protein. 11 grams carbs. 6 grams net carbs. Ingredients. 1.5 cups almond flour. 3 tablespoons pure. 1/2 teaspoon xanthan gum. 1/2 cups whipping cream. The zest of 2 lemons. 1/2 cups coconut flour. 2 teaspoons baking powder. 1/2 cups butter. The juice of 2 lemons. 2 eggs. Topping ingredients. 3 tablespoons pure. 2 tablespoons butter. 1/2 cups boiling water. 2 tablespoons lemon juice. Preparation instructions. Combine the sweetener, xanthan gum, both flours, and baking powder. Whisk the cream, zest, butter, juice, and eggs. Combine these in the cooker. Combine topping ingredients. Put on top of the batter. High cook for 3 hours. 5. Chocolate brownie cake. If you are in the mood for a keto-friendly cake and a brownie, this is the best of both worlds. The texture is almost the perfect balance of both of these popular desserts, so it can tackle 2 cravings at once. This recipe makes 10 servings. Nutrition per serving. 205 calories. 17 grams fat. 7 grams protein. 8 grams carbs. 4 grams net carbs. Ingredients. 1 cup almond flour. 2 tablespoons almond flour. 1/2 cups cocoa powder. 1.5 teaspoons baking powder. 3 eggs. 2/3 cup almond milk that is not sweetened. 1/3 cup chocolate chips that do not contain sugar. 1/2 cup swerve. 3 tablespoons protein powder, whey and unflavored. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 6 tablespoons butter. 3/4 teaspoons vanilla extract. Preparation instructions. Whisk sweetener, protein powder, salt, almond flour, cocoa powder, and baking powder. Add the eggs, vanilla extract, butter, and almond milk. Pour everything into the cooker. Low cook for 2 hours. Allow 30 minutes to cool. 6. Cheesecake. This classic dessert does not have to be avoided on a keto diet when it is made right. You can add some toppings as long as you choose those low in carbs. For example, blueberries or strawberries can work, as well as keto whipped cream. This recipe makes 6 servings. Nutrition per serving. 513 calories. 49 grams fat. 14 grams protein. 8 grams carbs. 4.5 grams net carbs. Ingredients. Crust. 2 tablespoons butter. Stevia to taste. 1 cup pecans. 1 egg. Filling. 16 ounces cream cheese. 1 teaspoon stevia. 4 tablespoons heavy cream. 2 eggs. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. 1 tablespoon coconut flour. Preparation instructions. Grind nuts and mix with the remainder of the crust ingredients. Shape into crust in the cooker. Mix filling ingredients. Put in crust. Add 1 cup water. High cook for 2 hours. Allow to cool. 7. Pumpkin custard. Pumpkin and custard are both widely popular, and now you can have them both together. Due to the combination, you can enjoy this treat during any season when you want something sweet, but a bit different from the norm. This recipe makes 6 servings. Nutrition per serving. 147 calories. 12 grams fat. 5 grams protein. 4 grams carbs. 3 grams net carbs. Ingredients. 4 eggs. 1 cup pureed pumpkin. Half cups superfine almond flour. 1/8 teaspoon salt. Half cup stevia. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. 1 teaspoon pumpkin spice. 4 tablespoons butter. Preparation instructions. Blend eggs and add stevia gradually. Keep blending and add vanilla and puree. Continue the process with the remainder of the ingredients. Pour into cooker. Low cook 2.5 hours. 8. Lemon Blueberry Custard Cake. This is a refreshing and sweet treat. It has a bit of tartness to it and the texture melts in your mouth. For a little something extra, consider a dollop of whipped cream that contains a low number of carbs. This recipe makes 12 servings. Nutrition per serving. 140 calories. 9 grams fat. 4 grams protein. 7 grams carbs. 5 grams net carbs. Ingredients. 6 eggs. 2 teaspoons lemon zest. 1 teaspoon liquid stevia. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/2 cups blueberries. 1/2 cups coconut flour. 1/3 cups lemon juice. 1/2 cups stevia. 2 cups light cream. Preparation instructions. Separate eggs and whisk whites. Mix all other ingredients, except blueberries, with egg yolks. Slowly fold in egg whites. Put batter in the cooker. Pour in blueberries. Low cook for 3 hours. Allow to chill. 9. Peanut butter swirl cake. Peanut butter and chocolate are always best when combined. This has a soft brownie texture, so it melts in your mouth. Add a single strawberry for a touch of added flavor and freshness. This recipe makes 12 servings. Nutrition per serving. 335 calories. 28 grams fat. 12 grams protein. 11 grams carbs. 6 grams net carbs. Ingredients. 2 cups almond flour. 1/4 cups coconut flour. 1 tablespoon baking powder. 3/4 cups peanut butter. 4 eggs. 1/2 cups water. A sweetener that is the equivalent to 3/4 cups sugar. 1/4 cups protein powder, whey and unflavored. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1/2 cups butter. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. 2 ounces dark chocolate that does not contain sugar. Preparation instructions. Whisk almond flour, protein powder, salt, coconut flour, and baking powder. Soften the peanut butter and melt the regular butter. Mix these into the dry mix. Add the vanilla extract, eggs, and water. Take 2/3 of the batter and put into the cooker. Add 1 ounce of chocolate and swirl. Add remaining batter and chocolate and swirl. Low cook for 4 hours. Allow to cool. 10. Gingerbread. Enjoy this festive holiday treat even when you are on the keto diet. This is perfect for the holidays when there are desserts everywhere trying to tempt you. A dollop of whipped cream that is keto-friendly completes this dessert. This recipe makes 10 servings. Nutrition per serving. 284 calories. 25 grams fat. 9 grams protein. 9 grams carbs. 5 grams net carbs. Ingredients. 2 1/4 cups almond flour. 2 teaspoons coconut flour. 1 1/2 tablespoons ground ginger. 2 teaspoons baking powder. 1/4 teaspoons salt. 4 eggs. 1 tablespoon lemon juice. 3/4 cups stevia. 1 tablespoon dark cocoa powder. 1/2 tablespoon ground cinnamon. 1/2 teaspoons ground cloves. 1/2 cups butter. 2/3 cups almond milk. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. Preparation instructions. Mix the flours, cocoa powder, cinnamon, cloves, stevia, ginger, baking powder, and salt. Mix in eggs, lemon juice, butter, and almond milk. Place batter in the cooker. Low cook for 3 hours. 11. Double chocolate brownie. When you started on the keto diet, you likely thought that brownies were out of reach. However, with this recipe, not only do you get your brownies back, but with an extra dose of chocolate. This recipe makes 16 servings. Nutrition per serving. 133 calories. 8 grams fat. 4.3 grams protein. 18.4 grams carbs. 13.6 grams net carbs. Ingredients. Brownie. 2 cups quinoa. 1 teaspoon liquid stevia. 1 1/4 cups chocolate chips that do not contain sugar. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1/3 cups flaxseed. 1 teaspoon stevia pure. 2 eggs. 1 teaspoon vanilla. 1/3 cups cocoa powder that is not sweetened. 1/2 teaspoons baking powder. 1/2 cups applesauce that does not have sugar or sweetener added. Frosting. 1/4 cups heavy cream. 1 teaspoon chocolate liquid stevia. 1/4 cups cocoa powder that is not sweetened. 1/2 teaspoons vanilla. Preparation instructions. Process all brownie ingredients together. Put into the cooker. Low cook for 4 hours. Whisk all frosting ingredients together. Warm for 20 seconds. After brownie cools, pour on top. 12. Carrot cake. Traditionally, carrot cake is very sweet and packed with sugar and carbs. This recipe makes it possible to enjoy this treat without worrying about the ingredients throwing you out of ketosis. This recipe makes 12 servings. Nutrition per serving. 348 calories. 31 grams fat. 9 grams protein. 9.5 grams carbs. 5.4 grams net carbs. Ingredients. Cake. 1.5 cups almond flour. 1/2 cups coconut. 1/2 teaspoons vanilla. 1/4 cups walnuts. 2 teaspoons baking powder. 1/4 teaspoons cloves. 2 cups carrots. 1/4 cups coconut oil. 1/4 cups protein powder that is unflavored and whey. 1 teaspoon cinnamon. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 4 eggs. 3 tablespoons almond milk. Frosting. 6 ounces cream cheese. 3/4 teaspoons vanilla. 1/2 cups stevia. 1/2 cup heavy cream. Preparation instructions. Cake. Lubricate cooker with oil. Mix flour, coconut, protein, cinnamon, salt, sweetener, nuts, baking powder, and cloves. Add the eggs, almond milk, carrots, coconut oil, and vanilla. Mix all ingredients well. Pour into cooker. Low cook for 3 hours. Allow to cool. Frosting. Mix sweetener and cream cheese well. Add cream and vanilla. Mix until smooth. Apply to cooled cake. 13. Pumpkin chocolate bars. Chocolate and pumpkin are among the most popular dessert options, but most choices will not fit into the keto diet. This recipe not only helps you stay on track, but it also happens to be packed with flavor. A dollop of keto-friendly whipped cream can also be added. This recipe makes 16 servings. Nutrition per serving. 151 calories. 12 grams fat. 5.4 grams protein. 6.2 grams carbs. 2.8 grams net carbs. Ingredients. Crust. 3/4 cups coconut with no added sweetener or sugar. 1/2 cups sunflower flour. 1/4 cups swerve. 1/4 cups cocoa powder that is not sweetened. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 4 tablespoons butter. Filling. 29 ounces pureed pumpkin. 6 eggs. 1 tablespoon pumpkin pie spice. 1 teaspoon pure stevia extract. 1 cup heavy cream. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1 teaspoon liquid cinnamon stevia. 1/2 cups chocolate chips that do not contain any sugar. Preparation instructions. Process all crust ingredients. Line cooker bottom with them. Blend all filling ingredients. Pour into cooker. Low cook for 3 hours. Cool for 30 minutes. 14. Oatmeal chocolate cookies. Chocolate chip cookies and oatmeal raisin are both generally off limits on the keto diet. However, when you combine these two magical ingredients, you can create a keto-friendly cookie that will quickly kill all of your sweet cravings. This recipe makes 12 servings. Nutrition per serving. 225 calories. 15 grams fat. 4.2 grams protein. 17.6 grams carbs. 14.3 grams net carbs. Ingredients. 1/2 cups coconut oil. 1/2 cups unrefined sugar. 1.5 cups oats that do not contain any gluten. 1/2 teaspoons baking powder. 3/4 cups chocolate chips. 2 eggs. 2 teaspoons vanilla. 1/2 cups ground flax. 1/2 teaspoons salt. Preparation instructions. Grease the cooker. Mix the eggs, vanilla, oil, and sugar in a bowl. Separately, mix all ingredients, but do not input the chocolate chips. Mix the two bowls together. Add dough to the cooker. Stir in chocolate chips. Low cook for 3 hours. Cool before serving. 15. Dark chocolate cake. This cake recipe is about as decadent as it gets, but without the wealth of carbs that come with traditional options. It is sweet enough to enjoy completely alone, or simply add a touch of whipped cream or chocolate sauce that are low in carbs for a little something more. This recipe makes 10 servings. Nutrition per serving. 205 calories. 17 grams fat. 7.4 grams protein. 8.4 grams carbs. 4.3 grams net carbs. Ingredients. 1 cup almond flour. 2 tablespoons almond flour, separate. 1/2 cups cocoa powder. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 6 tablespoons butter. 3/4 teaspoons vanilla. 1/2 cups swerve. 3 tablespoons protein powder that is both unflavored and whey. 1 1/2 teaspoons baking powder. 3 eggs. 2/3 cup almond milk that does not have added sweetener. 1/3 cup chocolate chips that are free of sugar. Preparation instructions. Grease the cooker. Mix 1 cup flour with cocoa, baking powder, sweetener, protein, and salt. Add eggs, vanilla, butter, and milk. Add chocolate chips. Add batter to the cooker. Low cook 2.5 hours. Allow to cool. 16. Lemon poke cake. This dessert option is sweet but has a refreshing twist. It almost melts in your mouth and has a very moist texture. There are a few components to get it all together, but it is definitely worth it in the end. This recipe makes 12 servings. Nutrition per serving. 331 calories. 30 grams fat. 9 grams protein. 7.6 grams carbs. 4.5 grams net carbs. Ingredients. 1 pack lemon jello. 3 cups almond flour. 1/4 cups protein powder that is whey and has no flavor. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1/2 cups almond milk that has no added sweetener. 1 lemon's zest. 1 teaspoon lemon extract. 3/4 cups swerve. 2 teaspoons baking powder. 4 eggs, 1/2 cups butter, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1/4 teaspoons liquid stevia extract, 1 cup whipping cream, 1/2 teaspoons vanilla, 1/4 cup swerve. Preparation instructions. Frosting. Beat 1/4 cup sweetener, whipping cream, and 1/2 teaspoons vanilla. End texture should be fluffy. Apply to the cake after cooling. Cake. Prepare Jell-O per instructions. Mix flour, protein, salt, sweetener, and baking powder. Add the milk, lemon zest, lemon extract, eggs, butter, lemon juice, and sweetener. Pour batter into the cooker. Low cook for 3 hours. Let cool. Poke holes. Ensure frosting fills holes. Chapter 7, Meal Plan. This is where everything comes together. You now have 95 recipes at your disposal that are keto-friendly and able to be made in a crock pot to save time. This chapter will give you the information you need to take full advantage of these recipes. It will give you tips on preparation, shopping, and even help you determine your nutrient needs. The final element of this chapter is a 30-day meal plan. You can use this plan exactly so that you can experiment with the different recipes or mix and match to find the ones that best fit your personal tastes. Determining calories and macronutrients. The first step is determining your calories. There are several calculators online that will help you to determine the calories you need to maintain your weight or lose weight depending on your goals. You can also talk to your doctor or nutritionist to get this number. Once you have an accurate number, strive to get as close as possible when you are working on your meal plans. All of the recipes here give you the calories for every single serving, so you just add them up. The next factor to consider is your carbohydrate intake, since you need to be below a certain amount to get and maintain ketosis. The general average is 15 to 25 net carbs per day to successfully pull off the keto diet. The meal plans here will provide you with under 20 net carbs per day. To determine the net carbs of a food item or total dish, take the number of total carbs and subtract the total grams of fiber from this. For example, if an item has 12 total carbs and 7 grams of fiber, the net carbs is 5. When it comes to the carbs that you do eat, you want to get them from whole sources, such as fresh vegetables, fruits, and whole grains. You want to avoid as many simple carbs as possible. These come from junk foods, white foods such as rice, bread, and noodles, and similar items that offer little nutritional value. Protein is the next macronutrient to think about. The general recommendation is to consume approximately 0.32 grams of protein per pound. For example, if you weigh 135 pounds, you would consume an average of 43 grams of protein each day. Just make sure that you are getting enough without consuming excessive amounts. Too much protein can interfere with the state of ketosis. You want to be mindful of your fat intake. When you are doing keto, you want to eat enough fat, but the right kinds of fat. For the most part, you will significantly limit trans fats as these provide no nutritional value. Focus on your monounsaturated fats and your non-processed polyunsaturated fats. Saturated fats are also a good choice when you are doing the keto diet.